Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's jump in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. Right now, I would like to focus on Mark's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. We're going to keep moving through Mark's Gospel. And this is the mercy of Jesus. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. Now, in this passage, what we hear is how Jesus draws people to himself so that they can be healed of their infirmities. In this, we also hear the echo of Jesus' divine mission and his identity from the prophet Isaiah. Chapter 53, verse 4, we read the following. Yet it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. What this is showing is that Jesus is identifying with us in our struggles, in our temptations, all of these things. Jesus wants to come into our life and to heal those things. And you can also read from the Catechism specifically about that. If you read paragraphs 1503 and 1504, they talk about how Christ's compassion toward the sick and his many healings of every kind of infirmity are a resplendent sign that God has visited his people and that the kingdom of God is close at hand. Jesus has the power not only to heal, but also to forgive sins. Moved by so much suffering, Christ not only allows himself to be touched by the sick, but he makes their miseries his own. He took our infirmities and bore our diseases. From this passage, one of the other things I'd like to reflect on is, of course, not only the physical healing, but the spiritual healing. You can see that hearts are beginning to soften and people are beginning to recognize who Jesus is, and they come to him in droves seeking healing, physical healing, but what they don't realize is they're seeking spiritual healing as well. And throughout the Old Testament, you hear over and over again, God trying to reach out to us, and he's trying to reach us in our heart specifically. Because that's where we resist God, or that's where we allow God and invite him into our lives. The heart is the place of encounter. And this can be seen specifically in passages like Psalm 95. If today you would hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And if you look at Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 24 and following, God wanted to take out, and how he wants to take out, our hearts of stone and replace them with hearts of flesh. And in Jeremiah 31:31, the new covenant, God says this again. He's calling us into a new relationship with him, a renewed relationship with him, by the rending of our heart, as is said in Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, how God wants us to rend our hearts, not our garments, so that our hearts can be conformed to his. This is the place where true conversion happens. If you allow God into your heart, and if you allow him to speak to your heart, your relationship with him will deepen much more quickly than any other way. Let him into your heart. And so, practical applications, I want you again to reflect on sacred scripture, but I want you to really think about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Open your heart to his. Ask Jesus to give you his heart, and to make your heart like his. May God bless and keep you.